You cannot succeed. Everything comes from A. You go through regions. What is it you want to reach? And we have something. Beirut. Why did you name it for Beirut?
You did this after the explosion.
So you are also affected by events. So for Syria, you moved to Syria. Times of tragedies are happening. What tells the truth more? The photo or the dish? Barbara Massad, thank you for the podcast. I know how the richness should be in the podcast behind everything you do. The book and its importance. Barbara Massad. I thank you, and if I ask you to tell me who Barbara Massad is, in your own way, who is Barbara Massad?
Oof. Create my Lebanon. I want to make my own Lebanon. And preserve everything we have that is traditional, that is, and related to food. Because food... This is my conductor that we gather all of Lebanon together. What can we talk about in this topic? We can talk about food. And what is beautiful about Lebanon is that we have diversity. I think diversity is a strength, not a weakness. So I roam all of Lebanon multiple times, 100 times. And I got to know many people from all over Lebanon. And hospitality, food, photos, and memories. So the books, I mean, when the book ends, I get sad because
you spoke about me. You spoke about rich Lebanon, huh? Which I always say is this small, but it is very rich. How do you connect and talk about people, culture, and food too? They have their habits. They have their food culture. They have their customs in eating, cooking, hospitality, and all this. How did this passion start for Barbara Massad? How did she discover she loves to roam? Roam all the villages? Walk through them to see, discover dishes, people. Meaning all this reflection you do as well. You reflect, you give a picture of every village, every region, every dish and people. And not just about recipes. You can talk about the book is in front of us now. I open them to talk about Munem. You can talk about Thai Manouche. You decide that there is a book called Manouche. How does all this come about? And what does it mean? How did you start? And later we will also talk about this whole journey. Because that is how I feel about Barbara. This woman walking from village to village, from region to region in Lebanon. And you are reflecting this to the whole world, not just for Lebanon. Meaning you became more than local.
Okay, so I started as a photographer, as you know. When the war happened, we lived in America. So they opened a restaurant when you were 15. And we worked in the restaurant, so there is something. When you work in a restaurant, it gets into your blood and doesn't come out. Okay. So, Jaina, I was 18 years old. Okay. I studied advertising, marketing, and all that. And I worked in that field. And when I had kids, I said, and the youngest went to school. I said, okay, I have to do my love because I am not going to sit and wait. And I mean, I didn't want to go back to advertising. What did I do? I did. I went. I worked at a French restaurant, then Italian, then Lebanese. My experience with Lebanese food at my father's restaurant here was like real school. I learned so much, And I stayed there for a year and a half, asking 100 questions and everything. Then I would always stay next to the baker. He'd say, you like bites, manish and whatever, and bread. And I talked to him. His name was Mohammed. I told him, yes, I do. It was so fresh. Everything that comes out of the oven. So when I was at a bookstore, I saw a book and it was torn. And I saw about pizza. Yes, and I went and asked. I told them, you need to give me a discount because it's torn and everything. Because it's, no, we don't give discounts. You have to take it as is. So I thought about whether to take it or not. I took it and it stayed with me for maybe 2 years by my side. Like a Bible by my bedside and dreams. I want to go to Italy. I want to make a book about pizza and all that. And one day, I said, I. Manaish, and we have so much. Something I want to do on Manaish. So I told my friends, they all laughed at me, that this, that. Best today. I do this my way. Hello, I want to work with you. He looked at me, you're crazy. I told him, no, no, come on. Teach me. I don't have time, you know. I don't need anything. I said, okay. I went home. The next day I came to him. I said, when do we start? He looked at me like, you're crazy. Let's go. So he worked on the bread book. And I worked on the Manaish book. And we went for 2 years. We did all of Lebanon together. My subject was his subject. Okay. Out. I took, so, I mean, something. And I thought about the money, I mean.
I took the books to look at them at home. I love them a lot. But what were you trying to say? I mean, as you walk through those 2 years, consider you're making this book, and then you take several more years to make a second book, or a year. Or, I mean, the time you spend in these regions to reach the people, the reader, who wants to go and buy this book, to take this book and keep it, and in the end, it's a coffee table book. It gets left on the table. It gets left on your bookshelf facing you. It's not a book I read and put in my closet. It's something I want to keep. What did you want to convey to every person? What did you want to reach every human with behind each book? I mean, as you look through your eyes, as you feel, as you pass through regions, what is it you want to convey?
You know what? I didn't do this book as a business. Okay, so the book is that I want to do this book for me. I mean, like... Like I told you, I didn't live here. I mean, this helped me a lot. And so I didn't have doubt and how and who will do the editing for me and who. And I'm still like that. I mean, when I make a book, for example, Lebanon, the last book, now my publisher in America said, too niche, we can't take it.
I told him, no problem. I will do it myself because I have something. And then I managed to make a
book. I mean, it comes at the last moment. Lebanon Foundation. I told them I'm making a book.
And I went to ask them a question about the diary.
I mean, money is the last thing on my mind.
Yeah, he said, who's going to make this book for you?
I told him we'll manage. We want to do it.
I told him, okay, fine.
And that's how it started happening.
Inside the book, when we look at the pictures there, the text written, you're talking, for example, about a family restaurant. You're talking about motherhood. You're talking about how to teach in a restaurant. You're in Italy. You're talking about making a minutiae on the ground, on the sage. I think so. That's Rimmo over there. Rimmo, whom we all love. The picture you put in the men playing backgammon, or you're putting in a part of Lebanon, too. You are putting pictures. You are making us live, Lebanon. You are making us experience the beard. The woman here adjusting the scarf on her head with her smile. You feel like they are talking, even beyond the sage. I feel there is a story here. How much you lived through them. What you lived. You lived with passion. And they had something specific inside them. The experience, what you get out of it.
I mean, I'm very sincere. It's finished.
And you say, I took it out. What do you feel? Did a piece of you go with it or not? It was born, it became a piece of you.
Like a child, I mean. And before. I mean. I mean. On your life, because I feel sometimes you can't succeed.
Okay.
I mean, Manoush, I didn't look at anything else.
I mean, that kind of obsessiveness. One has to be that way, a fixation.
You wake up and go to sleep with the same subject. You dream about the subject. When it happens, for example, people say, congratulations, what?
About it.
It doesn't remain a part of the outside, but it's finished.
Here you told us about Zatar. You also did research on Zatar.
There is various Zatar, everything related to Lebanese products. And everyone tells you something, so you...
For example, how did you decide to talk about this person or which recipe you decided to pick?
I don't know how they say it in Arabic, destiny. It's written and flow. For example,
what affected you the most? For instance, if I want to talk about the Manoush book or later the Muna book, your first baby, you know, when you give birth to your first baby, oh my, it's a big deal.
I mean, It's not just photos that stayed with me. I want to tell them how we do it. No, just, and how, and. Later. Later. Okay.
I mean, it has a lot also. I think all of our people worked with you on this book. And then even the touch as you are placing things, and then how it is an experience of everything. You're seeing the Mune in front of me like this, then you're seeing the book again. So how all this is in the details.
Also, for example, photos. I want to tell them because photos. That this is the subject that you have to see it and then give it its time.
I mean, you were waiting every month for what's there. I mean, here in the fire.
The 2006 war, also during those 5 years, and don't forget. When they went to school, I was working. I mean,
did you do research beforehand or when you went on the ground, did you learn the research? So you're talking about equipment and how we must pay attention to the pantry jars and sterilize them before doing these things, before doing these things. For instance, the technique is also important. It's not just about making the jam, but what comes after the jam. So did you write all of these down yourself? Did you research beforehand or did you learn on the ground when you went out into the field?
I did do research, but there wasn't as much research back then as we have now. Now. I mean,
are there people who influenced you and whom you still remember fondly?
For example, there's Mrs. Amal. Okay, and from her own pantry in Ajaltun. I told her I want to write a book about Muna pantry staples. And she looked at me. Okay, Amal, you have to teach me everything, 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 everything. She looked at me like I have to teach you everything. But this is my secret and this is my business. How am I supposed to teach you everything? I told her, Amal, you have to live on. You have to pass it on. She looked at me like that and I stayed with her. So I started with her. She gave me the basics of the Muna. And then I went and met 100 other people, each with their own specialty. I was living in America, but had I heard of verjuice, sour grape juice before? Or did I learn it here? No, I hadn't heard of it. No, yeah.
So you also learned a lot of things.
No, I definitely learned a lot of things. Of course, about food, about... So, if I were to know...
Did you learn about new herbs from Lebanon that are available?
The herbs, for example.
We know that in Lebanon, okay, there's za'atar.
No, we have things like chicory and so on.
Some people don't know them because they're specific to one region and not another. How much did you learn?
I learned about herbs. I think it's a very interesting subject. This. But it's not easy, you know, because every region calls these herbs by a different name.
I mean...
And it's not easy because the season for these herbs comes at a very short time. So you have to work during that time and you have to take photos and you have to get the recipes and so on. It's hard. I mean, I collect.
You find the herbs of Lebanon. How do you?
May God have mercy on Bassam.
I mean,
I was very I didn't look at his status background. Okay, so we became very good friends. Then I told Bassam I want to experience it. I want to make carob molasses. Can we make 5 kilos? I want to bring my children and the dog. I want to stay all day with you, Gina. Yeah. Spend time with them. He told me that no one had ever looked at him like that in his life. You looked at me. You saw me like this. I mean, just carried. He made it for me, and I don't know what else. He would make us coffee and add the carob foam, like how they do it in all of those. Well, that's how. Because I said,
my children took something from this. They learned from them to live all of this.
So they saw Lebanon through different eyes.
What is your advice today? Not just for parents, but for anyone who wants to see Lebanon, how should they see it? Sometimes we see Lebanon as Lebanon, the life, the party, the one that loves life, the resilience of Lebanon. We talk about tourism and such, but we don't really know the depth. I use these headlines, big, nice titles, catchy headers. At the same time, we don't really look into every vertical at how much depth is in Lebanon, how many stories and the history, and how much we can extract from all that we have.
One must be very open-minded and see. Not just see. I learned many things from many people, as I told you. You take something from everyone. For example, I'm playing the oud at home now. As I'm doing it,
it's beautiful, for example. Photography, I got it from him and it influenced me a lot. And you know how you even go to his archives and all those things. How beautiful photography is, how it's passion and art, and it captures the image. And the result stays in everyone's memory. And it remains for us as an archive in our lives and in our history of a country, of culture, of people, of individuals, of events.
Photography, so as I told you, my father was a famous photographer in the 70s. In the Middle East, society, women, stars, and everything.
What news do you have about them?
He had a
studio in Verdun, many famous and non-famous people would come, everything. And he was. Like that. Tell me about it. Photography is directing, you know. It's 80% directing and not directing in a fake way. And making the person in the photography. Taking. So if they feel at ease, that's 80% of the job. And you have to be. For example, back then they used to do photography. They used to do Photoshop by hand with crayons. I mean, I saw him doing these differences. So I saw from him, I gathered it all together. And he told me once, come work with me. I said, I don't want to work with you. That's what you see when you're growing up. It influences you.
Forever Beirut. Why did you name it Forever Beirut?
I made this after the explosion because it was like everybody was devastated, broken, crazy. Hey, I spoke with the publisher in America. I said, I can't do anything. I can make a book about Lebanon. Something related to it.
Nadia was in it. What do you say about this?
Meaning today morning. 19, it's messy. Meaning. And I told you about it, the explosion. And I don't know what I thought about it. Like,
while you were making this book, Forever Beirut, and which came from the tragedy, the harsh explosion, and all these things, you were tired, right? It was a way of hope, a bit of hope.
Meaning that. For whatever.
I.
Meaning. Like that. That it's done.
Did you move to Syria?
No, I didn't move to Syria. I mean, you're still walking around these countries here. We're not in Syria. Let me tell you the story. So I was in the village in Syria, and there were people coming.
Meaning you also get influenced by the events. Imagine that you are the art, the culture, the image, and everything. Because you are. In a place where there is also a tragedy happening at the same time, meaning.
This book was very difficult. I was seeing families living in tents, okay. And that's how we see them, eh? And there are people dying from it. Like soup.
And the pain faces of children.
I didn't know I was going to make a book. I wanted Obama to see these pictures. See how I think Obama thinks. Then I looked at the photos and said, I want to make a... to make... something count.
Where did I get it from? I spoke to them all.
I got 200s, and I invited people to do a workshop in my house. So we did the 200 and the best of her in the book, and they come all over the world. This is what it's not. The rest.
After that.
I mean,
Lebanon book about
because they see life. I mean, it's very important for our food. I mean, it's true. How I make yogurt, and then how we use this yogurt in recipes. Leben Kesh. Okay. And written in all those stories. I'm telling him, oh my God, Khalil Gibran. My Khalil Gibran, and I'm talking. He said, you know, Barbara, I wrote a small book. Do you want to read it? So sure. Age. Khalil. your brother about life, about this, about that. And philosophical, present too. And the book, People.
What do you say?
You, Barbara? What do I say regarding what in...
I mean, between the book, your writing, the photos, the food you see, the animals, all of this, what has captured your heart the most? Or is it the whole system? Everyone has their flowers. What does this life mean to you?
Thank you. But I say it like this. I mean, 15 years old, you know, we wonder. So this book is about... another. Why did I do it? Why didn't?
It had, I mean, it had hard work, but it had. For example, this or that. People say. For example.
Everything we are living and everything. If I wasn't doing.
Once I said.
I mean, what is mine? I want this.
It has no pictures.
It doesn't have it now. And I wrote, I mean...
When you write, Barbara, at home, nature, at night, during the day.
You gather, you do everything.
I mean,
yes. And then you put the puzzle together. So the last stage is the writing and putting everything together. I don't write anything until the end. Because things come up. You.
What can I tell you? What do you love?
I made feteya and I had a lot of spinach left. What did I tell him? Honey. I rubbed it, no? I told him, okay, freeze it. Then it will work, so.
You kept them because?
Yeah, it's, I mean, like this.
You kept them?
Like. Just. I mean, we are just thankful and new books. You don't make money from this, you know, how.
So consult.
At home, certainly.
Do you love it or do you start saying that's it?
I always ask, do you drink your coffee sweet or bitter? And is life sweet or bitter after everything you've seen?
Or both. It's in between both.
Pictures that I, and you sent me the pictures. And there is one that I know very well and is very close to my heart. So why did you feel that you are? Tell me, what did you feel? You feel that it had so much fusion and you put it in your book.
An exploit. And like I said, your trait was like, I don't know, you know, like the reincarnation. And they believe that. I believe in that too. I believe that people can speak to us. You see what I mean? For example, I had two dogs that passed away. And now I have two birds that come to visit me. And I told my husband, these are two doves, but they came in a different way. I saw this and I said, yeah, maybe we are instruments. And you know, when you pray, you say, let me be an instrument of your peace. That's the only thing I say. That's it. We are instruments. For example, for Syria, I was just taking pictures and then it became a worldwide success in 7 countries, Germany, Turkey, and everywhere. They ask, why are you working for the Syrians, my dear? My dear, there are no new Syrians. There are human beings, and we were Syria once. Borders are man-made. I mean, go and see how people are living in this hardship. At the end.
What do you say? I mean, what do you feel? For sure. But what do you feel? Do you have a responsibility?
No, I don't have this pressure. And I don't get Very picky about where I go. I don't feel stress upon me. And now, especially since I am older now, I'm trying to save myself, especially with everything that we went through. Oh, yes. If I have the strength to continue, I would love to. And now I'm trying to do something with my son. He's a chef.
Inspired him.
Yeah, I think so. All my children, there's a little piece of me in them, and I love seeing that. You know, you plant a seed, and then you see it bloom as they get older. So they give me. God knows.
Technology today, everyone is afraid. Are you afraid of it? Today, have you gotten into it? How much does it help you? Does it not help you? Have you not accepted it?
No, I think it's very good for research, but there's a lot of fake information and also it can be good to find sources, but it's not yet, you know, quick answers. Very interesting to find, so I'm not against it. But being that we're human beings and that we always should we be afraid of it? I mean,
I see. God knows. ChatGPT has a few questions for you. It asks, from photography to food, at what moment did you realize that a dish could be a message and not just a recipe?
For example, when you taste something you used to eat when you were young. For example, die Bocca ghee. Okay, I mean, I ate ghee. My mother used to put a little bit of ghee in the rice. They used to do that back in the day. And the whole house was like that. I went to America, came back, and I don't know, I'm searching. I mean, for example, amen. I was sometimes because
the second question is you documented Lebanon through the camera, just as you did in the kitchen with food. Which one tells the truth more, the photo or the dish, and why, and why?
The recipe or the photos? The photos. The recipe or the photos? But the photos are more important.
In a time of speed and artificial intelligence, do you think it's still possible for a grandmother's dish to preserve the identity of a people? More than 1,000 speeches?
Identity. Nice. And our mission is that we want to preserve it. Okay, good.
like in 2004. And so basically, we are doing the Ark of, you know, the Ark of Noah. We're doing a repertoire of all the foods that might go out of, that become extinct, to put them, to document them. I mean, what am I doing with my books? Doing No one knows what I'm doing. I mean, it was like my grandfather in my car, and I put on music.
That's it, I mean.
What did I find in this food? I mean, there are so many people who think like we must preserve this food. And everything our grandparents used to do, and the way they cooked, and the stories, and everything. I mean, so I met my goal.
How important is it to preserve food, and to preserve the food of our ancestors, and to preserve our food? I mean, okay, we eat fast food. But at the same time we eat, we return to our nature, to the original food. We'll say, how did they used to eat, perhaps back in the day? It's more healthy. I mean, how important this thing is, too.
I mean, I call it real food. I mean, the things you get from the supermarket packaged and labels and I don't know what. And this isn't food, I mean. Food. So. Yeah, I don't buy it. I mean, I don't buy anything called processed. And so on, I mean.
You will take a picture. Come on. If I show you the picture, how satisfied are you with yourself, not just externally, externally and internally?
What do you mean satisfied? How are you? I mean, it's normal. It's not about me.
It's about my story.
It's not mine because, you know, that takes a village of people. The last book. I mean,
I bless you for everything you are doing, not just for Lebanon. And really, I mean, story notes of our country, of people, of land, of nature, of everything, and not hope, attachment, who are the world. Thank you so much. Thank you.